Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. I'm coming to you live from the AMWC Anti-Aging World Congress in Monaco. And this year, we've learned so many interesting things about anti-aging. We're going to dive deep into regenerative aesthetics and things you can do for sexual wellness. It is springtime. It is the time to bloom. And I saw a really great ad out there that said it was time to empower our flower. But also for guys, this podcast is for men and women both. So what are the things that you can do to improve sexual wellness? I just want to tell you that Monaco was so exciting. There were so many different technologies and new strategies and new interest in actually even thinking about regenerative aesthetics down below. That's right, down yonder, making sure our function as full, physical, sensual human beings is retained as we age, because our brains, we still think we're 41. It's forever 41, not forever 21, forever 41, because honestly, we now have self-esteem as we age. We have self-confidence. We have, you know, experimented, enjoyed life a little. We kind of know what we want and what we don't want. And it's a time for more sexual confidence. And I think that's truly empowering. So let's talk about what things we can do for your overall well-being and for intimacy and wellness. It's very multifaceted. I think for women in general, you really have to strategize understanding the woman as a whole. Sexual wellness begins with communication, self-exploration, fostering intimacy, like really bonding and relating. And the sexual global wellness market today is exploding because the millennial generation is exploding. In the next few years, we expect to see the millennial population becoming the largest represented population in the United States. So it's those of you guys that are in your 30s to 40s that are going to really grow. And at this age, hopefully your sexual wellness is doing well, but things start to decline somewhere in perimenopause. And for some people, perimenopause can begin as early as in your mid to late 30s. Let's talk about some actionable tips and insights of what you can do to begin to cultivate sexual wellness in your life. This is something, this market is really truly going to grow. The global sexual wellness market was valued at $37 billion in 2023. And the Wall Street Journal says that women are the key consumers here. And it's interesting that little industries are popping up where women's wellness is taking priority, whether it's probiotics for vaginal health, whether it's lubricants, whether it's tools and devices. Things are becoming a little more woman-driven. I think women at any age and stage in life can have decreased libido. That can come from having no choices out there, no satisfactory partners. You want someone intellectually stimulating, and it's not always available. It can come from too much screen time and interactions on apps that are just emotionally and intimately unfulfilling. Decreased libido can also be related to hormone change, of course. Childbirth and child rearing, of course. And also just generally feeling disconnected and loneliness in life. And it's so important to give women back some libido. I think hormones is probably one of the areas that we can really excel in this. During aging and menopause, there's reduced testosterone, which is the primary driver for sexuality and intimacy and wanting to have increased libido, and low vaginal estrogens. If you're someone who's feeling these things, you've got to talk to an OB-GYN. And remember, not every OB-GYN is going to be interested in this conversation. Very often, they give you lines like, this is natural for your desires to diminish. It's natural for hormones to drop off and for you to just stop having that aspect of your life. And the body doesn't need to keep doing that as it ages. And that's such a jaded and old conversation. And I've heard even women gynecologists talk like this. So if you have that doctor, you probably need to switch doctors, because there is so much we can do now for hormone replacement therapy. And I'm not talking just bioidentical hormones. I'm not talking all about pellets. I think that there are so many traditional things you can do, like topical estrogens, using progesterone supplements, small amounts of testosterone, but it all begins with testing. Also looking at your chronic medical conditions. If you suffer from diabetes, high blood pressure, depression, or heart disease, these are all going to impact how you function as a sexual being. They're definitely going to affect your intimacy, your stamina, your libido. And the more we get ourselves into shape, the more we can have improvements in those areas. Pelvic disorders increase with age. Sagging, drooping, leaking, all of that happens to the pelvic floor. And pelvic floor exercises are super important. I'm also a fan of looking thoroughly at your medication list. If you have decreased libido, so many things can affect that. Antidepressants are a huge one. Anti-anxiety meds, antihypertensive, steroids, statins that reduce your cholesterol, and birth control. All of these can reduce your libido. Sexually transmitted diseases, if you've had these in the past, can also affect how you think of yourself and how you put yourself out there and your general libido level. So think about your libido, and if you're feeling a change or a transition that you're not comfortable with and you want to be yourself again, get it worked up, get it treated. Next on our list for women, top five things women can do for sexual wellness, and men. For women, number one was looking at your decreased libido. Number two is thinking about a makeover. So much of our self-esteem comes from how we feel about ourselves globally. How do we feel about ourselves intellectually? Normally, that's great. How do we feel about ourselves psychologically? How do we feel about our attractiveness? If we feel that we are faltering in our areas of attractiveness, whether it's your face, your chest, your, you know, abs, your body, sometimes that body dysmorphia can really get to you. And sometimes we can start with minimal treatments to improve attractiveness that can really help with your overall confidence level. So in our industry, in facial plastics and aesthetics, I feel really gifted to be able to work with women and give them back some of their self-identity and some of their self-confidence. The makeovers that we can do these days, the average woman getting a makeover around her 40s to 50s after childbearing is done, after they've had laxity and drooping of breasts and sagging of abdominal tissues, or maybe even abdominal rectus muscle tears, maybe pelvic floor tears. All of these things can be addressed through kind of a mommy makeover. It's a very popular thing to do. It's not a mandatory thing to do because also sometimes your body changes and you're okay with that. And each person's going to choose that for themselves. But if you're really feeling self-esteem issues and your body is not what it used to be and you just don't want to even put yourself out there because of that, remember, we have modern technology to help us look our best. We can get breast lifts, we can get breast implants, we can take out excessive breast tissue, we can do abdominoplasty, we can certainly do liposuction. And for your face, would love to help you with jowling, drooping, or facial sagging concerns. It's so important to take a good look at yourself and show up for yourself. Your self-esteem and your self-worth matter in terms of how you put yourself out there for your sexual wellness. Remember, your self-worth is your ceiling. How you feel about it yourself, your self-worth, it's the ceiling of how well you can do in life, because our own brains limit our perception of what we can achieve. Say that again. Your self-worth is your ceiling. And you know what? You can push that ceiling. And if it means doing a little procedure, you should do it. What else can we do for sexual wellness? Medications. Definitely hormone replacements we talked about. I think vaginal estradiol cream is kind of amazing. It allows thickening and improvement of lubrication, enhancing sensations. It is one of the things you can do very simply. The bioidentical pellets are a little more difficult because you have to go in, you have to have regular monitoring, you have to make a little minor procedure about the insertion of the pellets. But things like vaginal estradiol cream can be applied to the vulva 3 times a week to maintain vaginal health externally. And when things look good on the outside, people tend to feel better about the act of having sex. And one of the things we do in the office is definitely doing vaginoplasties. So, you know, trimming and tightening the labia, labiaplasty or vaginoplasty as it's called, is quite popular after childbirth, or sometimes you're just born with labia that are extensive and perhaps uncomfortable, maybe visible through clothing. So tightening and trimming can be done surgically, and now we actually even do that non-surgically. In our office, we're using radio frequency treatments. Pretty amazing. It's called ThermiVa. It's a vaginal probe. This is not a surgical treatment. It's radio frequency energy that gently heats the tissue in those small secluded areas. It stimulates your body to grow collagen and tighten and contract and improve, you know, the sensations down there. Helps by improving the G-spot, improves circulation and blood flow to that area. It helps by improving the thickness of the vaginal walls. Sometimes thinning of the vaginal walls can make sex very uncomfortable, and it improves the levels of thickness, circulation, and lubrication. So that's radio frequency. It's easy. It's like just a pelvic exam with a little probe. It feels like a hot stone massage. We recommend a series of three treatments. It has the bonus of helping with urinary incontinence. Women on Real Self gave ThermiVa a 95% approval rating, that this was a procedure that helped them improve sexual wellness. That's a huge number, 95% improvement. So ThermiVa is a great way to improve blood flow, elasticity, the tightness and appearance of the area of the vulva. It improves orgasm and lubrication. Generally, a really great thing that you can try, non-invasive and easy to do. What's another thing on our list of top five things we can do? Pelvic floor tightening. The pelvic floor is everything. And as we age, the muscles and ligaments stretch. And pelvic floor laxity can happen due to childbirth. It can happen normally. It's one of those things that we can improve with tightening procedures. There are devices now that cause repeated muscle contractions of the pelvic floor, and it's so simple. You just sit in the device. It's called the M-Cella. And this is electromagnetic contractions of the pelvic floor. So sitting in the M-Cella chair for 30 minutes can give you up to like 30,000 contractions of those pelvic floor muscles, and a series of three treatments is remarkably good at tightening the entire pelvic floor, tightening the vaginal opening, improving sexual enhancement of your orgasms, improving leaking and drippage and urinary incontinence. That coughing and peeing problem improves dramatically. So that's M-Cella. We certainly can do pelvic floor exercises every time we go to the bathroom and do a Kegel, where we use the power of our own brain to do a little contraction, and we learn how to contract the smooth muscles in that area to stop the flow of urine. So repeated Kegels is also something that you can do without any intervention, without any cost, just every time you're in the bathroom. So I'm a huge fan of pelvic floor tightening and strengthening. Other medications you can try, one is called Adye, the newest drug that is FDA approved for premenopausal hypoactive sexual desire. Premenopausal and lower than normal sexual desire. So the generic name for this is flibanserin, or Addy, A-D-D-Y-I. Look it up. This targets neurotransmitters in the brain, specifically serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. These are involved in regulating sexual desire. And different from meds for guys, the usual meds for guys like Viagra are designed to improve blood flow to the area, improving erectile dysfunction. But this product works on brain chemistry. Interesting, right? You can definitely turn a woman on by turning on her brain chemistry. So that's flibanserin, or Adya. And it's not the female Viagra. It's not taken the same way as erectile dysfunction medicines. You don't plop a little blue pill half an hour before. Rather, it's taken daily. It may take several weeks to get the noticeable effects, and it really improves the psychosocial mental aspect of hypoactive desire. So something you can think about. Lubricants, of course, great for easing dryness and difficulty down there until your treatments kick in, until your radio frequency ThermiVa kicks in, until you have some improvements from shots down there. Definitely lubricants. And Zestra oil is also a botanical oil that draws some increased circulation and warmth to the area, causing some improvement of sexual function as well. The other things that we're doing, number five on the list now, so we talked about improving libido, talked about a makeover to give you your self-worth back. We talked about meds, pelvic floor exercise, radio frequency. What else are we doing? Interestingly, we are doing collagen biostimulators there. And I've had beautiful and amazing results with Sculptra for treating the genitourinary area, the vulva, especially giving padded, improved volumes. As we age, the volume there thins dramatically, and it can be quite uncomfortable. Some of our 50 or 60-year-old ladies are super active, super gorgeous, athletic women, and things are just starting to thin. It's hard to sit for long periods of time. They're quite, maybe they don't have a lot of body fat, and they're sitting literally on their pelvic bones, and that can be uncomfortable. And so adding that circulation and padding not only looks more youthful, it takes a raisin and turns it into a grape, but also gives increased blood flow, nice, thicker, supple tissues. Things don't look crepey, crinkly anymore, and it's a beautiful thing. Many women are starting over in their 50s. Either their kids are all graduating and they're empty nesting, or they're going through divorces, or they're finding new partners in life. I think they're going through that next iteration of reinventing themselves. And sexual wellness is important. People want to look good down there. They want to feel confident down there. So having the ability to use Sculptra, PLLA, which is a collagen stimulator, usually two visits, one vial, half on each side of the labia, and about a month apart, and people are getting really nice results with this. Of course, we numb it thoroughly. We're super discreet. We sometimes use gel fillers, like we've used hyaluronic acid fillers with High G Prime, things like Voluma, Restylane Lift. Restylane Define and Refine are particularly great here because of the nice movement and stretch that they have. But it is possible to also get some instant plumping. And sometimes people just like having that nice younger look down below. So that's super cool and interesting. And of course, we do Sculpture for the butt, giving us beautiful contours of the butt support where, you know, you're really missing it. It's common now with some of our GLP weight loss shots and Ozempic to have significant weight loss in the buttocks where you're starting to feel your tailbones when you sit and a change in your figure. So I love that we have the collagen biostimulators to improve women's wellness there. Plumps you back up. It gives you firm, taut, toned look. It's not like a big bubble butt, but it's definitely an athletic Victoria's Secret butt. So that's what we got from my girls. Now for my guys, guess what? Men's interest in comfort with cosmetic treatments is continuing to grow and grow. And I expect this to improve men's function overall. There's a lot of psychology with men, and they need to have a really great race car. So penile enhancement, it is a thing, and we are doing treatments for penile enhancement using hyaluronic gel fillers injected to give increased girth. So it's girth, it's not necessarily length, but sometimes we can also inject neurotoxins down there. That's right, Botox to have smoother scrotum, Botox to lengthen the penis so that it falls more elongated appearing. It does not affect you during erections, but it does lengthen. And both of those, increased girth and increased length, can give some increased confidence. So hyaluronic acid dermal fillers into the shaft and glands can increase the width and add a small amount of length. Many guys find this extremely worth it. And we have seen patients who've been doing these treatments over the years, both with PRP, platelet-rich plasma, as well as with injectable fillers. I also want to mention that PRP, of course, is great for women, as we do give the O shot, and we treat the entire labia and vaginal walls as well with PRP, and it's very, very effective. PRP for men, also very effective. If you read the scientific literature, interestingly, not a lot of studies have proven significant dramatic benefit to PRP. And then in the genitourinary area. And the results, maybe we've looked at controlled studies looking at about 300 to 500 patients. Meta-analysis have been a little bit mixed. So reading the science is not exactly what we're seeing clinically. But sometimes as a clinician, I feel that the science lags behind a little bit from what we see in the clinic, because this is not funded by industry. PRP is a natural autologous product. We harvest your blood, we draw the stem cell platelet-rich plasma layer, and that's what's injected. So when there's not industry funding, the studies tend to be smaller over long, slow periods of time, and I think we need bigger, better studies. But clinically, we are definitely seeing improvements for our patients. They do it, they send their friends, they love it, and they notice improvements. And that goes for guys and for girls both. Now for guys, erectile dysfunction medicines, which we spoke of for women, treating the psychological aspect of libido. For men, erectile dysfunction can happen related to stress, depression, low testosterone, damage from urologic surgery, damage from poor blood flow or cholesterol clogged arteries. Medications like Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Stendra, these are all phosphodiesterase inhibitors that improve blood flow to the penis so that men can have longer, stronger lasting erections. They're typically taken as needed, not all the time, and there is a lot of efficacy. It's interesting that there's like 4 or 5 different meds for men and only a couple for women. And I think the research would be much, much, much more if women could drive the research dollars. The study by the American Journal of Medicine estimated that 20% of men aged 20 and older have ED. That's a lot, 20% of men older than 20. Among 40 to 50-year-olds, about 15% of men have it. But by the time that number gets to age 60 to 70, 43% have it. And after age 70, 70% of guys have it. So when you find your partner, you better have fun early and you better get them healthy. Healthy, strong, plant-based diet. The more they exercise, the more they will improve their stamina. Regular exercise keeps them in shape and helps with sexual performance. Trying to do at least 75 to 150 minutes of sweat-breaking exercise each week has been shown to improve men's sexual stamina. And endurance exercises could be anything like aerobic exercise, swimming, biking, walking. Strength exercise is so important. Definitely weightlifting, performance push-ups. Balance is important. You can improve lower body strength through heel-to-toe walking, standing on one foot, tai chi. These kind of exercises improving balance give great control and flexibility. More and more guys are doing Pilates and exercises that improve stretch. Stretch and strength, they kind of go together. Otherwise, when you bulk up and do all muscle exercises, you become very stiff and not flexible in us. And for guys, pelvic floor strength is also important. Anecdotal studies using the MCELA, that same pelvic floor contraction device for women, have showed improvement in erectile dysfunction, performance, longer, better results with guys. And that is very interesting. The pelvic floor has the ability to improve the entire genitourinary landscape. So when people talk about pelvic floor problems, it's not just women. Men also get urinary incontinence. Men have improved blood flow to the area when they get more pelvic floor strength. So there you have it. Those are some ideas for sexual wellness for guys and for gals out there. I think this is a cool topic, and I think we're going to talk more about it in the future. I have learned a lot at this conference in Monaco, and also when I went to Brazil. Things are very fast moving in aesthetics, and sexual wellness is the next frontier. It's not just about looking good for your face. It's looking good and feeling your identity everywhere. And I just want to encourage you guys to not be shy when you come into your doctor's office, whether you're an injector, doctor, nurse, PA, someone who's helping patients. Think about yourself a little. Number one, we never think about ourselves, so think about yourself. Number two, plan your trajectory for the person who's going to be you in 20 years. Who do you want to be? And how do you want to be? And start working on that person now with better exercise, tightening, toning, strengthening, you know, doing the things that biostimulate. Because if you don't, 20 years from now, you're going to be a little thinner, a little more shriveled, a little more withered, and a little more raisin, less grape. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y, doing amazing things with people's faces. And down below, and our website is the same. It's beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.